USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a holiday in Boston. As the Patriots and their fans are celebrating Sunday's Super Bowl win over Los Angeles with a huge parade and rally that got underway just about an hour ago, the rally's about to begin. Delayed a week because of the government shutdown, tonight's the night that President Trump will finally deliver his State of the Union address from the U.S. House chambers. His special advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says immigration will be a big part of what he has to say.
Well, he certainly will address the border wall, but also national security and border security, immigration overall.
Former candidate for governor in the state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, has been chosen to deliver the Democratic response to the president. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It was horrible, horrible. I'm going to think back, but I did that.
Actor Liam Neeson there saying it was horrible but true that he once planned to carry out a racist attack after one of his family members was raped by a black man, revealing in an interview with The Independent that he walked the streets armed with a baton for a week in the hopes of finding a black man to kill.
I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black retard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
Neeson saying he absolutely regrets it and knows how horrible it was, but he's taking quite a beating on social media after making that admission. Lindsey Vonn plans to retire from skiing after competing in the World Championships in Sweden later this month. Vonn announced last month she was planning to take time off to determine her future. The 34-year-old's been sidelined for most of the season with a left knee injury. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An Arizona nurse charged with raping and impregnating an incapacitated woman is due in court today. Nathan Sutherland, accused of raping the comatose woman who then gave birth to a baby boy on December 29th. Phoenix police arresting the 36-year-old licensed practical nurse after the baby's DNA matched his. The 29-year-old woman is described as not alert and needing a maximum level of care at a Phoenix nursing center where Sutherland was employed. The future of Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam still uncertain. NBC is reporting that Northam told his staff yesterday he needs more time to decide what to do amid calls for his resignation after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced last week. Now, U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is tweeting that it is past time for Northam to step down so that Virginia can move forward. Virginia's lieutenant governor is also denying a sexual assault allegation amid growing cries for Northam to resign. Justin Fairfax remains adamant that the decade-old allegation is false, calling it an uncorroborated smear. And a Colorado man is recovering from injuries after he killed a mountain lion that attacked him. It happened yesterday afternoon near Fort Collins, about an hour north of Denver. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department says the man was running when the big cat attacked him from behind. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.